I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. This is American Roots with live performances by the Soul Rebels, bass drummer Derek Moss, and snare drummer Lumar LeBlanc. Talk about how Soul Rebels came to be.
Soul Rebels started in 1991.
Established.
But we originally were members of Dejon's Young Olympia Brass Band from New Orleans, a band led by Mr. Harold Dejon, Milton Baptiste. This band laid a fine tradition so that all of the other brass bands could basically go on. But being the Young Olympians to Dejon's senior band, we kind of went into the Soul Rebel thing. We wanted to do music that was not just basically the traditional jazz repertoire. Even though that was the foundation and an essential part of our training, we moved on to the hip hop, the funk, the reggae, calypso, and other different forms of music. And we still held true to the second line jazz music that New Orleans created. Mm-hmm. But out of that, we got a whole new persona.
Yeah.
We began to experiment with different sounds, different rhythms, different outfits. We became more of a kind of a black power group, to be honest.
I remember those old records you had the flags on there and very Afrocentric. And very rebellious.
Yeah, Derek actually drew the first design with the fists.
All that talent.
Busting out of the X.
Yes.
But from there, we were known as kind of a rebellious group because of the style of music we played in New Orleans. People looked at us as we were kind of disrespecting tradition, actually.
We didn't come out like doing what everybody else did. Everybody, there was the rebirth, the new bird, the afterbirth. You know, everybody wanted to be the bird. So, you know, that was the thing. But for us, you know, we were in marching bands, junior high, high school, college. And, you know, we were like on a college level. We were leaders in university bands and all. All over. We got Southern University. We got Texas Southern University.
Yeah. We got a whole league here.
We got Dillard University.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Xavier University.
Look out.
Yeah, yeah. We got degrees.
Yeah.
And they, only a couple of them are in music. You know, but we got degrees. So anyway, I say that to say that we learn music on a level of, I guess, above the street level. Mm-hmm. You know, we all got some street in us, but we had to sound like this, you have to study.
Yeah.
So that's my point. Stay in school.
Thank you.
Come up.
So take us from the street to the club. How do you make that kind of transition from a second line playing or marching?
We had to make a decision.
Yeah.
You can't be both. It's like we were on the street. To play on the street with no amplification, you know, it takes a lot of blowing, like you're in a marching band.
Right.
But you can't come from that and then come into a club on these mics. You see how, like, this thing is hot.
Yeah.
You can't blow in and it's like you come off the street, these people would running out of here. So, and for guys that play horn, you can't blast off all day and then try to play low. The lip will be gone, you know? So we had to make a decision. I don't want to be on the street anymore.
it was an artistic thing, really. We still bring the street to the stage.
Right.
Because, the instrumentation is authentic. Still have the sousaphone, two trombones, two trumpets, a saxophone, a bass drum, and a snare drummer.
Yeah.
And it's warm bodies playing through the horn, giving you that soul from that individual person.
Warm bodies.
So you still have to have that. You know, you still have to have that.
I tell you what, gentlemen, we got a crowd here. Could I ask you to take it to the stage tonight?
Well, sure.
Yeah? We all need to have our minds free at some time. Welcome them back with a big round of applause. Soul Rebels!
One more time, give it up for Lamar LeBlanc. It's Derek Guzman.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.